Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 565.
Now you know. This is the last episode of 2025.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's get into some news.
So more cyber cabs are being spotted all over Austin, Texas. Isn't this exciting?
This is exciting.
They seem to be traveling in pairs. And from what I hear, they have steering wheels.
The $25,000 car, Zach!
It's all true.
Can you believe it?
I don't think they're going to have steering wheels. I think it's just because right now they're doing testing. Whatever they're doing, testing.
Imagine like something goes wrong and you're like, oh, we need to get that car. Which does beg the question, in the future, if something goes wrong, what are you going to do?
Yeah, maybe they can peel back a thing and stick on a steering wheel. Who knows?
I feel like it's going to be game controller.
Yeah.
I feel like you just plug in the game controller and then that's your steering system.
But you know, if you guys are out there and spot them, please send in pictures because it is confusing. Some people have said there isn't a steering wheel, so maybe there's multiple cars, some with, some without. I don't know.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah. And if you're going to have robo-taxis, then you're going to have cleaning fees to go with it.
Right. If a passenger spills something or worse.
Now Tesla has announced a cleaning fee will be charged post-ride if a mess is left behind, saying we prioritize maintaining a clean and comfortable environment for all riders and promoting responsible rider behavior. To address incidents where vehicles require additional cleaning after a trip, we will assess the type and severity of the mess and apply the appropriate fee. Once a fee is assessed, you'll receive an email notifying you that the additional cleaning was required for the vehicle after your trip. An updated ride receipt will also be available under the ride history section of the RoboTaxi app. If you believe a charge was made in error, call the customer support team and follow the prompts for option 7.
Okay, so what are the fees?
$50 are charged for moderate messes such as food spills, significant dirt, and minor stains. $150 charged for severe messes such as bio waste or smoking in the vehicle.
Interesting. And they have cameras, so they're going to know exactly what happened during the ride.
Yeah.
At least no one has to drive the car to the cleaner.
That's true.
You can just send it.
And as we've seen, Tesla has these robots that do it.
More of a crumb cleaning robot than a bio waste sort of. But that's what you got Optimus for, right?
Right.
And I love how people think that only messes like this can appear in robo-taxi cars.
Right.
That they don't happen in Ubers and that they don't happen in regular passenger vehicles every day.
Yep. You have kids, you know.
Right.
Optimus, get the bucket.
I must say, I haven't been in a car with a horrible mess in it for quite a long time.
Knock on wood. Hey, thanks to Ground News for sponsoring this episode.
There's an interesting story. A survey done by the Global EV Alliance found that 41% of EV owners worldwide avoid Tesla for political reasons.
That number jumps to 50% in the US and Germany, and even in Norway, 43% said the same.
So Musk's politics are now a business variable. It's important to keep up with the news to understand what's happening with Tesla.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News. It's an app and website that processes nearly 60,000 news articles from over 50,000 different news sources every day so that you don't miss out on important stories and see multiple perspectives in one place.
Going back to the story, you can see the total news sources reporting on the story and even each source's bias leaning, factuality rating, and ownership, so you get to see the full picture.
They also show all the headlines so you can compare them side by side and see how they're framing the story differently.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for more important stories that either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan that we've been using.
That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon's taking us next, then trust us. This app should already be on your phone. So thanks to drone pilot Joe Tegmeyer for figuring out what this new Megapack 2 site at Giga Texas is. It is to power Cortex 2.
What's Cortex 2 again?
Cortex 1, which is on the south side of the factory, is the original 100,000 cluster of GPUs that is training FSD and Optimus. It's one of the world's most powerful AI training systems. Cortex 2 is under construction right now on the north side, and it should be operational soon. It will need 200 megawatts of power, and it should be more powerful than Cortex 1. Its main job will be to train Optimus, although it can also be used to train FSD.
Wow. It's crazy that you go to the store and you buy the components to buy a computer. I'm sorry for anyone who's trying to buy RAM right now. But like you need a power supply, and this is the power supply for exactly. Cortex 2.
So the IG Metall union in Germany is pushing Tesla to adopt a 35-hour work week for its employees.
Even though Tesla's employees are not part of the union?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So IG Metall argues that current wages at Giga Berlin fall below those at other German car factories and that Tesla's lowest pay grades are not used in the industry. Giga Berlin's plant manager, Andre Therig, who works for Tesla, responded saying, "The discussion about a 35-hour work week is a red line for me. We will not cross it. The election will determine whether we can continue our successful path in the future in an independent, flexible, and unbureaucratic manner. Personally, I cannot imagine that the decision makers in the USA will continue to push ahead with the factory expansion if the election results favor IG Metall."
By the way, I think it's relevant to point out that Tesla gave a 4% wage increase in 2025 versus the industry's 2%, and that totals over 25% in wage increases since production began less than 4 years ago. But what did Andre mean by the election? What election are we talking about?
He's referring to the upcoming Works Council election at Giga Berlin in early 2026. So even though Giga Berlin's employees are not part of the union, like you pointed out, German law requires a Works Council or Betriebsrat, which is a legally mandated employee representation body that co-determines key workplace matters like working hours, wages, and conditions with management. It's separate from unions, but candidates often run on union-backed lists. So IG Metall, which is Germany's powerful metal workers union, has been pushing to gain stronger influence in Giga Berlin's Works Council. In the previous election last year, IG Metall candidates became the largest single group, but did not secure an overall majority.
So if the Betriebsrat, the work council, votes for a 35-hour work week,
then what Andre is saying is that Elon may forgo plans to expand Giga Berlin. We'll have to see what happens.
I mean, I have a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's do a 25-hour work. Wait.
Oh, I have a better idea. I have a better 20-hour work week.
Oh, my God. We could do a 15-hour.
No, why don't we just do 10? How about just one day a week? How about 8 hours? No, seven hours.
No, just half day. Half day. We come
four
in.
4 hours.
We come in. We just sit down. We have a quick meeting.
Coffee.
About how we're not going to do anything.
Perfect.
We talk all about all the union stuff that we're not technically part of the union.
Perfect.
And then we all get to go home.
But how would that be different from any other day?
And we don't make any cars. We don't need to make any cars.
Elect me to the union.
I
got the answer.
This is a great idea.
Love it.
Why didn't I think of that?
What do we do with the factory anyway? Do we make something?
Who cares?
Right.
Because they're all going to be fired, apparently.
Guess who's going to replace you, German workers? Something called Optimus. Hey, and do you have boring questions?
What?
Oh, sorry. Let me rephrase that. Do you have questions about the Boring Company's Vegas loop? If so, post them on the Boring Company's X account here, where they said that they are making their FAQ and they would like your questions. Or you can email them to fac@lvloop.com.
Interesting.
You have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
When are we going to get
Ride number three. Yeah.
remember the
they
party?
They promised back in 2018 that they'd get to me.
Number three.
So maybe that gives me a free ride at any boring tunnel. Who knows?
I'm sure they're going to go.
What is that?
There's not even going to be anyone there.
Please speak your name as it appears on your current federal identity card.
All right, time for some SpaceX news. And look who got offered a job. Did you hear about this?
No.
A student in the U.S. just discovered millions of new space objects. The astronomy world was recently shaken by a discovery from an unexpected source, a teenager still in high school. His name is Mateo Paz. He's a student from Pasadena. He utilized archival data from NASA's retired NEOWISE mission to bring 1.5 million invisible cosmic objects into the light. And guess what he got for doing that? The new head of NASA, Jared Isaacman, posted, Mateo, please apply to work at NASA, and I will personally throw in a fighter jet ride as a signing bonus.
And he said, where do I sign? Wait, so he just got a job at NASA?
Yeah, he's in high school.
He's in high school and he just got a job at NASA because he just found 1.5 million space objects using AI. Mm-hmm. Can we just talk about this for a second?
Sure.
Okay, so this means I'm in high school. I'm a bright kid in high school. And instead of being like,
one day, if you go to college and then you go to get your master's and then you go to graduate school and then you do this and that, you might be able to work for NASA someday.
You could just do a really cool thing and the head of NASA...
we'll give you a fighter jet ride.
He's like, please come work at NASA. I will give you a fighter jet ride. And then you get to work at NASA.
So Jared's been at work now for like a week. And he's already attracting the best and brightest.
So because not you might be like, oh, this Mateo kid, that's really great. He's really smart. Or you might be like, what a lucky jerk. This means that everybody should now know, oh, if I'm like intelligent enough and I do some really cool stuff, Jared Isaacman might just say, hey, come work at NASA.
Because that's how the private sector works. Mm-hmm. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Don't forget to send them in to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got today?
Well, Ben lives in Michigan.
Okay.
And he tried out full self-driving. Ben wrote in, he said, this morning I commuted from Rockford, Michigan to Stanton, Michigan. It's about a 32-mile drive. It was during a snowstorm and after about 5 inches of snow had fallen. Here are a few short clips of how FSD.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Performed. I didn't even need to keep it in sloth mode. Noticed one clip for a car splashes the front of the car. I could not see one thing, but if you look at the camera on the front window, it had more than enough clear vision to continue on in a forward safe manner. I had 100% confidence in the car's performance. Normally, that would have been a very nerve-wracking ride. I never had to disengage once. This is version 14.2. Now you know. From Ben.
Thank you, Ben. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. Usually you're just hands on the wheel the whole time because any wrong turn could mean a slip into a tree. So,
and I mean, I've been in some pretty gnarly snowstorms. This is one of the worst in terms of conditions. Mm. Everyone wants to talk about snowfall. It really depends on have the plows been out. Doesn't look like plows have been out on this road. It's
amazing.
All. So you get this churned up slushy snow, extremely slippery. And obviously the car was going nice and slow. It had a car in front of it. But I mean, that's insane. If you had ever told me, full self-driving is going to be able to drive in those conditions,
exactly,
I would have said, no way.
All right, time for a Patreon bonus story. And on Patreon today, don't forget to enter for your chance to win the Tesla wireless portable charger.
That's right. As part of our 12th giveaway, one lucky patron who enters this giveaway will win this, and that could be you.
All you have to do is join our Patreon, support us for as little as $1 a month, and you can enter all of our upcoming giveaways and watch all of our Patreon bonus stories. That's 3 times a week.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. Who do we got today?
We've got Amandeep Walia,
Danielle Siddell,
Heather Marino,
Katie Dogg,
and Paul Scott. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this job without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. David Cates says, Quality Learing Center has been investigated 13 different times since May of 2022, plus 50 different violations reported by the Department of Human Services in Minnesota.
And Elon said, why did they still receive funding and keep their license after so many violations and Zoolander-level obvious fraud? Prosecute Tim Walz. He knew.
John Harwood said, hundreds of thousands of people died because of Elon Musk's shambolic Doge operation.
And Elon said, you just want your fraud money, you POS scammer.
Elon then posted this, for kids who can't read good. Elon said, fraud's so blatant blatant that they don't even bother with having a show kid or sending fake pics of kids. Just stop caring whether they call you racist or not. They do that to scare away inquiries. Doing so used to work, but not anymore. Fraud is fraud, and it doesn't matter what race someone is. X Freeze says public trust in legacy media fell to a record low in 2025, the same year that X recorded its highest downloads ever. Trust is shifting.
Elon says, you are the media now.
Hey, that's us. Cernovich says, anyone believing those USAID cuts led to death stories is too stupid to function. Although the obvious question, if it were true, why didn't the left-wing billionaires fill the shortfall? Why is it the moral duty of working Americans to fund Africa's population growth?
Elon said, it's completely false. Bill Gates is pushing this lie despite having over $80 billion in his NGO that he could easily spend to save these alleged lives that are being lost. Why doesn't he? Bill Gates is a liar, always has been.
Elon went on to say, the fraud of your taxpayer money is happening nationwide and is liberally applied to attract illegal and some legal immigrants who will reliably vote Democrat. The more you look, the more you find, and you don't need to be a world-class detective to figure it out. This is brazen daylight robbery.
He went on to say, my lower bound guess for how much fraud there is nationally is roughly 20% of the federal budget, which would mean $1.5 trillion per year. Probably much higher.
And Peter Sadon says the entire federal deficit could be fraud?
Elon said, almost certainly. But what does Elon know? I mean, has he ever been granted access to the US government's information?
Nah.
Oh, he has? Ooh. And he thinks it's 20% of our budget.
Elon pinned this. Even requiring a tiny amount of work for fraudulent payments would have a massive positive effect. That's how insanely awful the level of fraud actually is.
Then Elon reposted the U.S. Department of Justice, who said, we have charged 98 individuals in relation to fraud in Minnesota. More than 60 have pled guilty or been convicted. More to come.
X-Free says, breaking, X now ranks number 5 worldwide with over 4.3 billion monthly traffic visits. News unfolds here in real time as they happen.
Elon said, over 4 billion visits per month.
And Elon said, my sister Tosca Musk is posting 10-minute teasers of Passion Flicks movies. With the full movie available to subscribers, I recommend taking this approach for text, image, video content on X. All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Remember, send your photos and thoughts to us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got today?
Bob's car spotted a Waymo near the French Market in the French Quarter of New Orleans. So
they're testing it out in a new place.
I don't know how he could tell that it was a Waymo.
I know. It's so hard.
And then Kevin sent in this story that he found in National Geographic about New York City taxis called Electrobats towards the turn of the century. And I just want you to take a look at the design of them.
Okay.
Does it look familiar?
What do you mean?
You have the two passenger seats in the front. You have the driver way up in the back.
Gotcha.
I mean, isn't this just the exact same passenger setup as a robotaxi?
So Elon just stole the idea.
He just stole this idea. I mean, you have the two passengers up front. I mean, they didn't have any touchscreens back then.
Right.
I'm sure if they did, there would have been a big touchscreen for them to watch movies or whatever. Those were electric taxis.
Wow. Funny how that's been erased from history, isn't it?
It's really crazy, right? This has been a thing.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, it wasn't an autonomous car. It used biological compute, but...
Right. All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hi, Now You Know community. This is Joel at the Mission, Kansas supercharger. They have 12 of the version 4 up to 325 kilowatt chargers. They also have some of these urban chargers that are a little bit slower. There's a Hy-Vee here. They have a bunch of fast food like Sonic, McDonald's, Five Guys, and some other ones. I'm not sure. They're not national chains. There's also version 2 chargers on the other side if you're taking your time for grocery shopping. That's free. So because of all the options and the food, I'd say it's probably a 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Mark. I'm in Wells, Nevada, just off the 80 freeway. And there are 8 superchargers here. A Sinclair gas station with a Dunkin' Donuts, a Burger King, and a Subway over there. Not too bad. All in a restaurant. Totally is. So quite a few amenities here. I'd give this a 7 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews, everybody. If you want to check out our map on our website, you can. It's nowyouknowchannel.com. You can upload your own there as well.
Yeah, no ads. Hey, thank you for joining us today, everyone.
Don't forget to head on over to Patreon next for your Patreon bonus stories and to enter for your chance to win the Tesla Wireless Portable Charger.
Or maybe I'll just keep it for myself because it has wireless receiver too, so you can charge it in your Tesla.
Oh, so you never have to plug anything
in. I know, right?
So see you on Thursday, everybody.
Now you know.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.